Hello.
Hello, my name is May. I'm calling with One Opinion Service. May I speak with Dolan Newcomer?
This is him.
Hi, sir. We are conducting a national opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not
Definitely
vote?
vote.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age, just for your statistical purposes?
65.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am white.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
He's doing okay.
And would you say that you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I don't even know who it is, so I can't answer that.
Understand. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Could be improving K-12 education, fighting inflation and lowering costs, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, climate change, border
Border
security.
control and Social Security.
Thank you so much, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. It should be neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100. Let's start with Bob Ferguson.
50.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Five.
Mary Glusenkamp Perez.
50.
Thank you. What about Joe Kent?
Joe Kemp.
Yes, sir.
50.
Thank you. What about Dave Ricard?
Dave Riker?
Yes, sir.
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. Hello?
What's that?
Yep. The next one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you, sir. What about the Democrats in Congress?
50.
And Republicans in Congress?
50.
Thank you, sir. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
50. I don't know right now.
Understand. And if the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I'm not sure.
Thank you, sir. Even though you are not supporting Mary Glusenkamp Perez, now there are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024. Is there a fair chance that you might support, or a small chance, just a very slight chance or no chance at all you might support her?
Possibly support him.
Thank you. And even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him? A fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
I can't say.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes.
How many more questions we got going?
We are half of the way, but we can go quickly if you want.
Okay, let's go quickly.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in Congress. If you can give me a rate from 0 to 10, being 0 not important at all, and 10 extremely important. Let's start with a leader who understands our way of life in Southwestern and will work to protect it. From 0 to 10, how important it is.
5.
Thank you. Someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose, from 0 to 10, how important it is?
0.
Thank you. A leader who will fight back against threats or rights and freedoms, from 0 to 10, how important it is?
0.
Okay. Someone you can trust, from 0 to 10?
0.
And a fighter for the working class, from 0 to 10?
Oh, what's that?
A fighter for the working class.
10.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking with you about Mary Glusenkamp Perez. And it says, Mary isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trade and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. From 0 to 10, how convincing that statement is for you?
10.
Thank you. Mary is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profits above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, how convincing it is for you?
10.
Thank you. Mary believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. So she recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10, how convincing it is for you?
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp or Republican Joe Kent?
Mary.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, it would be for Joe Kent. We can trust Joe Kent to put what's the best for working families above the biggest special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting his Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. The plans that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs, but will lead the bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies from 0 to 10. How about the doubts you can have about this statement? You have no doubts, some doubts, or serious doubts about this?
Serious doubt.
Thank you. Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even if cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. From 0 to 10, what about doubts? Do you have no doubts, some doubts, or serious doubts?
Well, I think a woman has her own choice, so you go ahead and pick for me.
Okay, thank you so much. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for the Congress?
I was more likely less.
Thank you. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, in your own words?
Well, I'm not going to support him, so.
Okay. Do you have any specific reason?
Well, because I'm a Democrat, that's why.
Okay. Thank you so much. The last few questions, just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married? Oh, married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married. 47 years.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children, 18 years or age, younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or conservative?
I would say somewhat conservative.
Thank you, sir. And do you attend religious services twice a week or more, every week, twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
More than twice a week.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with the questions. Mm-hmm. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.